Hey everyone, welcome to a little bit of woo-woo. I'm sure one of your two of you guys have watched the news. I hope you haven't, but I'm sure you probably did, or somebody at work has told you there's stuff going on in the world that's not nice. And we wanted to get on, Mara and I both wanted to get on and talk to you guys briefly today about things you can do to throw off this energy because it's impacting everyone. You know, I've talked to them about this before, even in the workplace, if one person gets laid off, the rest of the staff is nervous too. And that kind of permeates, but this is way worse than that. People are not having a good time. And Mara and I are going to talk a little bit about like tools you can use to kind of throw off this energy so that you're not absorbing it. Most of you guys who would be interested in watching a video like this are very intuitive. Other people call it sensitive. I don't particularly like that word because I feel like it's a little disrespectful. I think intuitive is a little more on, but you know, Mara and I aren't on the same page with that, which is totally fine. I'm not sure if we're on this. I don't know. It doesn't matter. Whatever. Bottom line, if this is going to bug you, then you should watch this video so you can learn how to toss off some of that stuff in case you didn't learn those tools in psychic reading school like Mara and I did. So Mara, what's your perspective on this?
Well, I just am really feeling for everyone, because the energies are really amped up and things are happening so fast. So it's like you don't get a chance to come back to center before the next information, incident, impact happens and you're healing again. It's sort of like people are feeling bitch slapped on a daily basis.
That's a good way of putting it. Yeah. I like that for you. I like that.
Yeah, you put me good the title of this thing.
Oh, I don't know if I can, but I love that. I also am kind of seeing it almost like waves of water. You know, you just kind of learn how to duck dive. Those of us, you know, we lived in Southern California, or you live in Southern California. I used to learn how to duck dive under a really big wave. So even though the wave is really hard and heavy, you don't get crashed by it. And so I always think of these tools that way. It's like just learning how to get into that peaceful, calm water underneath the giant wave.
What do you do before you go under the wave?
Take a deep breath.
Damn right. You take a nice deep breath.
You're right.
And so as these waves are coming, like that is like, that'll be my number one first up. Offering would be start paying attention to your breathing. And when you feel the trigger rise, when the waves are coming up, that's when you stop and you take, I like to say 3 deep breaths, but if I can get a person to stop and take 1 deep breath, I'm happy. And to breathe into the belly. It's not a breath like this. Does that look peaceful at all? No.
Yeah, no. It's like an exercise.
Oh, God, yeah. Breathing into the belly. You can put your hand on your belly and just feel your belly expand with air and then release with air. And literally, doesn't that feel better just in one breath? So that'd be my number one tip.
I know this is kind of going to make me sound shallow, but I like cat videos, raccoon videos. Like I've watched so much of those stupid animal videos on YouTube. My algorithm, fortunately, that's what the algorithm is feeding me a lot of, but you know, like I like to go in nature and I'll go for a little walk, but if I can't and I'm, you know, I have to sit through something, I'll put up a little 5-minute dodo video on cats being cute. It's so fun.
I think that that's part of the reason why there's a lot of scrolling that goes on right now as we are trying to shift our brainwave state. We don't know that's what we're trying to do, but that's what we're trying to do and shift into a different energy. And the human beings are wired to look at infants. In fact, more animals than humans, all the animals mostly are mammals, are wired to see infants as an appealing thing that opens up our heart that we want to go nurture and hold and pet and cuddle and take care of the baby chick, baby bunny, kitten, whatever. So that's really natural. Problem is when there's the ads and things that pull you off down a darker path.
And if you don't have the paid YouTube.
Well, there you go. Yeah, you have paid YouTube.
This is not a commercial for YouTube, but hey, YouTube, if you want to kick this video up higher in the rank, I wouldn't hurt my feelings any.
It is a good idea to get the paid version and you can avoid the ads.
I don't like ads.
I just mean anything. Anywhere.
I know what you're saying. You're not.
Yeah, you know, we tend to, it's hard to curate the information you receive via social media or other channels to where there's no exposure. You cannot, there's no SPF for it.
That's a good way of putting it.
Yeah. So we have to be prepared. But I love your idea though. I will schedule myself a little, like what I call a 15-minute cat nap, where I lay down and I listen to a story, or I watch what I call jello brain shows. I'm watching, remember that old series Heroes? I'm watching that right now.
I think I saw that one.
Yeah, it's from 2008, around there. I told you it was old. But sometimes it's sort of weird how it predicts a lot of the insanity of how people behave. So in a way, it's sort of validating to watch, but it's also fun because Heroes, you know.
Schitt's Creek's another one like that I feel like is just relaxing and just makes you happy.
There you go.
Anything that's a contrast between, I don't know if it's CNN, actually I think they both do it, CNN or Fox, they have this like scrolling thing on the bottom, plus little picture in picture of something blowing up somewhere. And then you've got a commentator talking about how we're all going to die. And this is exactly how, in very graphic terms, and how World War III is coming. Like all of that, I just say, turn it off. If World War III actually does show up, believe me, one of your clients is going to tell you. So trust me, you're gonna know without having to watch all of that. What are some other tools? Gosh. Like, I know you see a lot of clients for this. When things go boom in the world, do you end up getting a bump of clients?
Yeah. Because when things go boom in the world, they go boom in your personal life as well. There's, kind of a global influence from the astrology, the solar flares, and of course, the crazy things people are doing country to country, anywhere around the world. So however you want to look at where the energy is coming from, it stimulates, it activates, it alchemizes. And sometimes alchemy goes wrong, or it forces evolution. I think evolution is my big word right now. So yeah, in a family, like I know someone who was married, and her partner and she were completely divided about how to handle the pandemic. And so she was one way, her partner was the other, and they ended up divorcing over that.
Careful not to use the V word. That one will get me off the
edge. Yeah, that's why I said the pandemic. Okay.
Thank you.
Super careful here, folks.
Oh no, you guys don't realize how much we get censored. I'm just letting you know. Go ahead.
Anyway, yeah, so that took care of that for them. And so yes, I get clients that come in with that. And the first thing to do, first of all, I always smudge people. So I don't know how many of you folks smudge, but you basically use like Palo Santo or white sage, and you brush the smoke over you to clear your energy. And you are very much being aware of the fact that you have an energy field and it's full of muck. Think of like, the scum on the side of your shower. And you're just cleaning it off with that smudge. So I use that. I tell people to have a candle burning so that the spirit of fire can help transmute the energies that they might be releasing. So let's go back to the whole idea of a couple that's having difficulties. They're fighting over money, or the kids have been sick, and so they're super tired and there's no reserve in them, and they both feel put upon, and so they're picking on each other. And you gotta separate the players for one thing, because they each need to come home to themselves and remember why they're in the relationship, why they chose to have kids, why they have a job. Start taking inventory, start doing some self-care. Some people need a hug, some people need a run, some people need to do some yoga poses or read something that is spiritually soothing, but taking an action that is for yourself instead of against someone else is critical. Don't speed up to block the other person trying to get in your lane in traffic. How does that help anybody? And do you really feel better afterwards? Okay, sometimes you do, but you know what? Then you feel crappy because somebody's going to block you the next time, right? So it really is like coming home to ourselves and coming back into our personal reality and checking in, doing a little bit of inventory. Why am I so reactive? What the heck is going on? Did I stop exercising? Did I forget to eat? There's a really well-spoken story. It's been told over and over again. And I'll just tell my version of it. It's a shamanic story. And it's about the man who goes into the jungle in the Amazon and he gets attacked by a jaguar. And miraculously, he doesn't die, but he gets out of the situation and he goes and he buys a gun because he's going to go shoot the jaguar, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, that stupid jaguar. Rah, rah, rah. Or there's the same person who, instead of trying to go shoot the jaguar, goes to the local shaman or medicine woman or whoever and says, why did the jaguar attack me? And they're told, how are you out of alignment with yourself? How are you out of alignment with the jungle? Like, it's a way of asking, why were you walking around in the jungle where jaguars are hungry and want to eat somebody and you're very tasty? You know, it's like,
no, I love that. I mean, even you're just telling that story, I feel good about the second version of it.
Yeah, like, hey, you don't need to go out and kill the jaguar. You need to understand the jaguar is in its domain, and you're going in there, and it's going to eat you if it wants to. Just mean it always will. But why don't you, if you're going to go with an experienced guide, get some information about all that, and then also look inside yourself. What would make you go put yourself in a dangerous situation?
Love it. I was thinking of another kind of incident you're talking about. I know a jaguar sort of prompted this, but sometimes people don't want to talk. I mean, people want to talk about it, but sometimes they don't. And when things are rough, I was just thinking my mother-in-law died, she was at his brother's house. Mm-hmm. And sister-in-law had a bunch of kittens. So after his mom died, we're just kind of upset. And she's not chatting with him. She just hands him a kitten. And I thought that was the cutest thing. Like, oh, you need a cat. You know, I thought about how sometimes people don't need to perseverate around it. Although a lot of people do. I like to chat. I like to journal. But sometimes they just need something to just remind them that of this unconditional love. And I think, you know, an animal is that way, especially more so dogs than cats, although kitten, I mean, gosh, who wouldn't want a kitten? But you know, these animals just radiate this stuff. And if you can be around it, it has a nice feeling. And I love that there's something you said earlier I want to go back to. What I'm hearing you say with these conflict events, and we're just going to call it that, it sounds like it's like waves of energy kind of moving around the earth and that we're picking it up no matter where we are, even if we're not watching the news. And so even if you're one of those people that's like, I don't even have a TV, you're still kind of feeling it. That's what I'm hearing you say. Is that accurate?
Whether you're consciously tuned into it or not, it's like sound. Have you ever been to a sound healing?
I love those. You go to the yeah. go to one of those. Do that.
Yeah,
you can.
Yeah,
go. Those are great.
I've done them. They're wonderful. I love doing sound healings with people. So sound penetrates everything. You can't hide from sound unless you've deliberately chosen to put up some barriers, which is, you know, harder to do with this kind of sound that we're talking about. So it affects you whether you want it to or not. You can't help it. So yeah, it's like that. It penetrates. These energies penetrate.
Interesting. So I thought I would share a couple of tools that I use. You know, this is a practical, you know, sometimes when I'm in a practical setting, when I'm with a client, you know, you only have a couple of minutes to sort of get them a little bit more into the higher level state. I love the smudging. I absolutely think that's a great tool. Palo Santo, I think, smells better to me personally than sage. Sage always smells like pot to me, and I don't really love that smell. So, they're both amazing tools. I also like Hemisync Music, which you can buy on Amazon. It's cheap. Or it's like the remote, I think the Monroe Institute is who makes that. It's got some really pretty tones. It actually puts you in an alpha state really quickly. Mara, do you have drumming videos on your YouTube? You should put some up. I've run across it.
That's a great idea. I don't have any sound videos on my YouTube yet. You know, my YouTube's it's a new project, so it's still growing.
I hear you.
But Hemisync is a technique you can get. Many musicians use it. Can I mention one that I?
Of course. I'm it's not a commercial. I just happen to know them because I buy their CDs sometimes.
Yeah. So there's Amareya Dream Seed, and he's a shaman who's now out in Bali, but I think he's in Bali. He moves around a lot, but he's been producing amazing music and using HemiSync software since the early 2000s. And then if you go to Brian Coulter Astrology, he started another channel that's just Guided Journeys, and he also uses HemiSync technology.
Okay.
And he's an originally IT engineer kind of guy.
Ooh, I love that, my kind of guy. Yep.
I know. I really like following him. He does evolutionary astrology. He's really cool. Hmm. And so he does wonderful Guided Journeys. So there's a couple of different resources. Plus the one that you mentioned. Yeah. Working with the two sides of your brain. Now we're talking, you know, masculine and feminine and yin and yang and positive and negative. And that's when you can get them balanced. That's where you want to be when you're feeling off center, right?
Love it. Yeah. The other thing I do, just a tool I learned from one of my mentors, Michelle Mache, and it was an odd one. I heard her say it. I'm like, this isn't going to do anything, but it totally works. I'm just saying it totally works. Take a second when you're feeling like you're surrounded by energy that's not yours and you're trying to determine which is yours and which is mine. Is this fear mine or is this somebody else's? Take a second and just sit there and then chant your own name, first, middle, and last.
Yeah.
It's amazing how much it brings you right back. Okay, how do I really feel about this? Oh, I feel like this might be BS. Yeah, I don't feel like this thing I heard in the news is actually true. But I found that to be an amazing tool just to sort of get back to you. I don't know why it works, but it does.
Actually learned that in a tantra class.
Is it a tantra class? Okay. Yeah, I don't know where Michelle got it then. I didn't think she created that. I think she said she heard it in an acting class that she'd taken.
I learned it was in a tantra class. It doesn't matter where it came from.
Doesn't matter
that it works. Saying your name again, it's bringing you back to your own consciousness and helping to, if you get in tune with if you're playing your own music, you can't hear the other music. It can't change your melody. You're staying in your own space. Can I add a tool that you just reminded me of that I love sharing? I think you've been in at least one of the circles where I've shown this. And Starlight taught me this. She's a shamaness. That's what she calls herself. And I don't know where she is right now. I've lost track of her. She last time I think she was in Mexico or something. But anyway, you just sit there and go, oh my God, I'm triggered. Okay, wait. What's mine is mine. What's yours is yours. So you take your left hand and you scoop out the energy that's yours and you bring it to your heart. What's mine is mine. And then your right hand, you push away the energy that you don't want to keep. What's yours is yours. What's mine is mine. What's yours is yours. And it creates a wonderful separation, especially if you're feeling specifically attacked or triggered by a particular person or thing.
Okay. Love it. Any final tips? I wanted to make this fairly short so you guys can kind of have five or six things you can use. Cause we're all, I'm pulling out everything from the tool shed right now. So, you know.
Of course there's always just get in touch with nature.
Yep.
You know how you were saying, put a kitten in your 100%. Hand.
Yeah.
Well, go out and hug a tree. I made a post last week and it was about trees and like it went nuts. Everybody's like, oh my God, I love going out and hugging a tree. And, you know, is that new? No. But does it work? Yes. So get out in nature in any way you can. And bonus points if you go barefoot and have your feet on the ground.
Love it. Yep.
Double bonus points if you put your hands on the ground too. The soles of your feet and palms of your hands are full of all sorts of chakras and nerve endings and ways to really connect with the goodness of Mama Earth.
Love it. And do a yoga class. You may need to if you're going to try and put your feet and your hands on the ground at the same time. Yoga class, meditation. I mean, those are tools you guys have already heard a million times, so you don't need us to say it again, but hopefully that was helpful. I'm going to have Amareya. I have no clue how to spell that one. If you can give me the link, I will put that in the description. So, and if I forget, guys, let me know. Okay. But I hope you guys enjoyed this and I hope you got something out of it. Hit like and subscribe. Appreciate it. It doesn't cost you anything, but it helps me out. So thanks again. Bye. See you next time.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.